Welcome to Heroes of the Realm. I am your host and Dungeon Master, Jason Hee. Before we begin today's story, I shall take a moment to thank our sponsor, the Veterans Hall of Briar's Glen. Recognize those who have served and honor those who have fallen in defense of the realm. Visit the Veterans Hall and pay your respects on Liberation Day. This week's adventure takes place in Briar's Glen, site of the decisive final battle that drove the Orcish hordes from the realm. With the 10th anniversary of the Battle of Briar's Glen drawing near, our heroes find themselves hiding in Dwarftown with their halfling hosts, Augustus and Dylan, plotting ways to end Lord Tarnath's reign of terror. Growing weary of city life, Finn heads to the countryside to join Gustav, Alar, and Root in their efforts to inspire the resistance. Xandar studies the magical history of the Battle of Briar's Glen, learning fiery evocations that routed the Orcish army and their goblin mobs. Dylan, the halfling historian, then shares the story of a heroic figure who made notable contributions to the realmish victory. Enyo was a renowned adventurer, exploring elven lands to the north, befriending dwarves to the east, and discovering new lands and civilizations across the western ocean. He eventually settles down, taking a wife and raising two sons and a daughter in Briar's Glen. During the War of the Wastes, as orcs plundered the southern border of the realm, Enyo fought bravely and was promoted to captain in the realmish army. Enyo was leading an expeditionary force to counter Orcish raiders on the Marnish Peninsula when the foreign hordes overtook Briar's Glen, slaying his wife and daughter along with countless others. After the war, the High Council of the Realm recognized the heroism of Enyo del Tarnasio and made him Lord of Briar County, at which point he took the name Tarnath. For the last 10 years, Lord Tarnath has been rebuilding the city and establishing a new spirit of excellence across the county, with full support from the temples of Iostakar and Larisma. As our heroes contemplate this information, they hear a knock on the door. A messenger delivers an envelope bearing Tarnath's seal.
The esteemed Lord Tarnath invites the two amigos and companions to the manor for a feast of epic proportions, 2 eves for Liberation Day, under full sanctuary of Iostakar.
Given the unique opportunity to meet face-to-face with Lord Tarnath and his minions, with full protection of the God of Law and Order, our heroes choose to accept this invitation. Donning disguises and pseudonyms, Zerdan, Xandar, Lav, and Athenya, and their halfling companions enter Tarnath Manor. They are escorted to a great dining hall in Tarnath's court by Lisbon, Master of Ceremonies. Justine, a high priestess of Iostakar, performs the sanctuary rites, and Tarnath enters with aplomb. The hero, formerly known as Enyo, is a striking presence. He wears a luxurious suit of black elvish silk, highlighted by his perfectly groomed silver beard and glowing smile. Tarnath is flanked by his two sons, Prince Infurio, Sheriff of Briar County, and Prince Inserio, the Master of Treasure. The silver-haired tyrant easily sees through our hero's disguises, calling them each by name and recognizing Athenya and Lav's elven heritage.
Ah, it is a rare gift indeed to be in the presence of not one, but two elves, and a Sylvan princess.
He is also delighted to see Zerdan alive.
My dearest Zerdan, do you still remember the melody that brought me such joy?
The bard offers a song, and with his magical elvish lute, Camella, in his arms, Zerdan sings a beautiful lullaby. Tarnath is moved, tears rolling down his cheeks. Unfortunately, Zerdan's plan to tranquilize his enemy with a sleep charm was rebuffed by Firuz the Diviner's counterspell. In frustration, Athenia attempts to throw a knife at the visiting guild mage, but under Sanctuary of Iostakar, the half-elven ranger loses her grip and drops her dagger, only managing to offend the High Priestess.
Blasphemy! How dare you challenge my god!
Unfazed by this disruption, Tarnath offers a deal. The two amigos will perform their glittery theatrics in Tarnath's Liberation Day parade. Refuse, and they will celebrate in his dungeon, or be escorted to the border and never return to Briar County. Zerdan and Xandar reluctantly agree to perform on Liberation Day, hoping to buy time for the rebels and their fellow amigo, Gustav. Before departing, Zerdan gambles for a peaceful resolution to the rebellion, pleading with his former patron to remember the heroism of Enyo del Tarnasio and end his tyrannical ways. Tarnath is unmoved.
I am not here to argue. I am here to entertain. Lisbin, offer us words.
When Tarnath rises, the sun wakes. He arm wrestles hill giants as a warm-up. He once tamed a red dragon to toast marshmallows for his sons. Mirafane, goddess of the sea, comes to him for sailing lessons. The smoke rings from his pipe are the embodiment of Mortifax, god of fog. His tears can raise the dead. Too bad he never cries. Potions of strength drink him. He is the most fantastic man in the realm.
I don't always drink brandywine, but when I do, I prefer elvish brandywine. Stay thirsty, my friends.
Join us next time for more Tales of Valor from the Heroes of the Realm.